It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Each Monday at this time, Dave, you and I are going to hand out our very own radio award worth $0.00. But that's not the point of it. We're going to hand it out to an entity, a park, a golf course, your neighbor, for...
It's the Yellowest Lawn Award with Dave and Dejanovic.
We're giving out the Yellowest Lawn Award. Do you have a yellow lawn in your neighborhood, Dave?
Oh, my goodness. Mine is rapidly approaching award level. But, yeah, we have some yellow lawns. There's a key here, though, Debbie. We need to set some ground rules. Can we set some ground rules, please?
We're going to make these up as we go. So you go ahead. You just dictate, and I'm going to write them down with a quill pen. Go ahead.
Okay, this is the key here. A yellow lawn is not a dead lawn.
Is not a dead lawn. Okay.
Okay, folks, so you can't just shut everything off, let your lawn burn up, and be like, hey, Dave and Dejanovic are all about the dead lawn. Yellow lawn is still a healthy lawn.
Okay, move along.
Second of all, no weeds. That's going to be the key.
I've got three. I've got three in my yard right now. I'm going to get out there right after the show and dig those things out. Okay, no weeds on your lawn. Okay. What's your next rule?
So, yellow lawn is not a dead lawn.
Yes.
No weeds. Third, you can't paint it. Now, this may sound wrong because we just did a segment with Tom Bettis of the Greenhouse Show. And he said, you know what? He paints his lawn.
It's about 50 bucks.
It's very affordable.
So even say it's $100.
Yeah.
Right. You can't paint. Well, you're saying no go to spray painting your lawn in order to win the Yellowest Lawn Award from D2, which is worth nothing. Okay.
You got to just take it on the chin. Be proud of your yellow lawn. You still have to put weed killer on it. You still have to water it. But the governor has asked us to water it twice a week. Now, apparently, and I haven't put this to the test yet, I'm still watering three times a week. But twice a week will allow you to keep your lawn alive without killing it.
So, the reason for the Yellowest Lawn Award, I mean, you got to play that music again, right? For like a 70s game show. Bob Barker is the governor. We want to thank you, Governor, for giving us this brilliant idea. One day we're sitting around planning our show for this week, and we're like, yeah, why don't we just give out Yellow Lawn Awards? So in a minute, I'm going to tell you who gets the first Yellow Lawn Award.
Make yellow lawns great again. And we want to let people know that it's going to be okay to have a yellow lawn this year.
I didn't even realize that yellow lawns were great before. But he wants us to make them.
Make yellow lawns great again.
Great again.
And we want to let people know that it's going to be okay.
All right. So the first Yellow Lawn Award ever issued on the Dave and Dejanovic show goes to a city. It goes to Salt Lake City. Now, we will not be contacting you. There's no fine print for this. You're just going to hear it through the grapevine that your city or your golf course or your own front yard won the Yellow Lawn Award. And it's Sugar House Park. Sugar House Park, Dave's already bored, gets the first Yellow Lawn Award. If you saw the picture in the Deseret News of Sugar House Park, you could see why that park deserves the Yellow Lawn Award. It's getting all patchy out there. There's big patches of yellow. Huge areas. So clearly they have cut back significantly, and that is a massive park.
Yes.
Look it up. I don't know how big it is, but it seems like it's at least, 100 acres?
It's hard to do. I get it. It's hard to do. It's hard. In fact, the Parks and Recs Department in Kaysville will actually put out signs, and they're kind of a, FYI and an apology at the same time. It's like, hey, please forgive our yellow lawns. We're doing this to conserve water.
Dave, I just looked up. How big did I say Sugar House Park was, I thought?
100 acres.
I'm wrong. It's 110 acres.
Ooh, that was a good guess, though.
It is 110 acres. So, hey, this isn't just we're going to give an award and then talk about this park or this golf course for the rest of the few minutes we have left. We're going to talk about how we can cut back in our own homes as well. So Dave wants to spend the next 3 minutes lecturing me about smart sprinklers. This is something that I know nothing about. I feel like my sprinkler system is flat dumb, and it takes everything I have to figure out how to reset it.
Yes.
So talk to me about smart sprinklers in 3 minutes, David.
Okay, smart sprinklers are amazing because they're simultaneously difficult and extremely easy. The setup is tricky. Okay, so if you're going to switch out, when we talk about smart sprinkling systems, we're essentially talking about the timer, the box that you have to program,
okay,
right? You hate that box.
I do.
Because it's very difficult.
Okay,
right?
Can I just tell you how I feel when I'm standing in front of my timer in my garage?
Yes. What is that song?
This is Yellow. Yellow. Electric Light Orchestra. Isn't that what Yellow stands for? That's how I feel.
You have no idea where to start.
No, I have no idea. So go.
Okay.
You got 2 minutes.
Okay. You just cut me down.
I know, sorry.
So you go and you buy a smart sprinkler. They're brand new. You do have to rewire it. Okay?
You're
getting rid of your old sprinkling system. It's usually only 4 to 8 wires, and they're all color-coded.
Nothing could go wrong there. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. It's tough. I get that. The wiring is a pain, but if you can get a professional out there, they can change it out very easily. The smart sprinkler system itself, I don't know, it's maybe $100. And a lot of these places, cities have rebates for them, so they'll send you back $50 or so.
And I can set them for different cycles, right?
Yes. Once it is installed, it is an app, and you can just say, oh, I want this to turn on these days, these times. It's so much easier than trying to click it over to station one. It's an app. It's easy. The installation's tough. Resource.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.